Round the early years there, I was in Aberystwyth, and it would be either in Students' Union or Halls of Residence or bars or whatever, but they would always be running trips back to Cardiff, you know, for people. And of course, because I lived in Cardiff, I would go home, take my friends home, they'd stay the weekend, and then we would either go out and watch it somewhere in town or in the house. It wasn't until much later that I could afford to go to the stadium and watch it in real life.
Tell me a little bit then about watching rugby games in a bar, let's say. What was the atmosphere like, and you know, what went with it all?
Atmosphere was very exciting and competitive, I suppose. You couldn't see anything. That's the bit that got me. The TV screens were so small, you couldn't see anything, really. But, you know, it was fun. It was a good atmosphere, and everybody, you know, it's nice to be in that sort of setting, isn't it, where everybody's enjoying themselves, I guess. And I think we probably went for that more than the actual rugby, the atmosphere.
What kind of emotions did it evoke in you then, seeing Wales play rugby then?
Well, I think because they were on a winning streak, it was pride that Wales was doing something really well and was getting a lot of attention for it, because, you know, I think we felt, especially in the 60s, that we were, you know, a bit downtrodden and taken advantage of, and at last you could excel at something, and it was a lot of pride, a lot of glory, really, if you like, especially you know, as they went on winning and winning, and you know, the stars at the time.
Why do you think that people felt downtrodden in the 1960s?
Welsh people, well, I'm really, I suppose, I grew up in Cardiff. It was quite anti-Welsh, I would say. I lived in an area where it was, you could call it multicultural. And we were living in a street where we were called the Taffies, because the people around us were Irish, Spanish, Portuguese, Italians, Greeks, West Indians. So they thought we were a bit of a novelty. And although my parents didn't speak Welsh, you know, they were very proud Welsh people. And I think that Welsh wasn't taught in my primary school at all. They had a go at doing an Eisteddfod and that sort of thing, but it was, you know, not considered the most important thing. And then I went to a girls' sort of grammar school, and you had to choose there whether you wanted to do Welsh in the first 3 years or other subjects, which most girls found far more glamorous, like drama, needlework, arts, stuff like that. Well, I just chose Welsh for no other reason than I was interested. And I was pretty good at it and carried on to do A-level and go to Aberystwyth to study Welsh and everything. But I think the head teacher we had just did everything in her power to discourage me. Just told me I should be doing something more useful, that, you know, I shouldn't be wasting my time, all that sort of thing. And it made me even more adamant to do it. And through competing in the Eisteddfod Urdd and stuff like that, I got to mix with other people in Cardiff who were Welsh speakers. And I think we, you know, got into the society of, you know, fighting for it then. I think we did feel we had to fight to learn Welsh in school. It was a fight. And I think that, you know, it stayed with me.